This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, February 27th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. As the GOP tries to find its footing after losing so much credibility these recent years, has the stimulus bill given them the chance to once again rally around fiscal conservatism? Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner comments.
I think that the Republican Party has clearly made a decision that one reason why they were defeated in the last two elections was that they lost a great deal of confidence among the public as the small government, or at least the anti-spending party in Washington. They went along with every budget that the Bush administration came up with that before the advent of Barack Obama was the ultimate in big spending government. So they have decided to draw a line in the sand to some degree against a lot of these spending bills. We saw it on the various bailouts. We saw it on the stimulus bill. We're going to see it in opposition to the omnibus bill that's coming down the road and the Obama budget. This, I think, is probably going to be a defining moment in terms of the Republican Party going forward.
Who are the people who have been most articulate in opposing this kind of spending? Governors, members of Congress?
Clearly, I think the unanimity among House Republicans spoke volumes. And you have to give a certain amount of credit to the new Republican leadership in terms of maintaining that sort of party discipline. When you have people like Mike Castle voting against this bill, you have people who've never been really champions of fiscal responsibility standing up and saying, no, that's pretty good. On the other hand, some of the governors, like Mark Sanford of South Carolina, have really been outspoken on this issue, both in terms of being outspoken prior to the bill's passage, but also now in saying that they won't accept some of the money. I think that this is showing that the new breed, or the next generation of Republicans coming along, is going to take a little bit of harder line on spending.
From the perspective of governors, the opposition that has come from Bobby Jindal, though tepid opposition, I think, and the larger opposition from people like Mark Sanford, it has been in part about obligating states to spend additional funds on their own down the road.
You know, governors are certainly in a tough position. Their citizens are going to be paying taxes that are going to be paying for the stimulus bill. So it's a little hard for them to say they will accept no money back, that their people will pay taxes into the system and won't get anything back, particularly states that are net taxpayers. It wears a little bit hypocritical on states like Alaska, which are wholly owned subsidiaries of the federal government, to complain about that. But still, you can understand why they would accept some of the money. Certainly, though, those that are protesting the unfunded mandates in this are saying they won't change their state's unemployment laws, or they won't start projects that won't be finished within the stimulus and would then obligate state funds. That's a responsible position.
Are we setting up a divide within the Republican Party here that existed maybe in the mid-60s? Because you have governors like Arnold Schwarzenegger who say that they are more than willing to take whatever stimulus money governors like Sanford and Jindal are willing to cast aside.
Well, I think particularly interesting is the candidates who are going to be running in 2012, or at least considered the leading candidates in 2012. You have quite a divide there. On one side, you have Mark Sanford, who is probably the most outspoken opponent of the stimulus bill, who says he won't take some of the money. On the other end of the spectrum, you have Charlie Crist from Florida, who campaigned with Barack Obama in favor of the stimulus bill and says, give me more money. The other candidates seem to be in between. Bobby Jindal was sort of tepidly against the bill, but now says he won't take some of the money. Sarah Palin was very late in coming out against the bill, but ultimately she did. Now she says she won't take some of the money. Tim Pawlenty, on the other hand, says, yeah, I'll take it. Give me the money. I didn't like the bill to begin with, but now that the pork's there, give me my share. So I think that that's going to be a very interesting debate down the road when the primaries start.
You would expect that there would be a branch of Democrats who would not be willing to put up with a $3.6 trillion federal budget.
We would certainly hope to hear something from the Blue Dogs that they would come out against this spending. That's their whole reason for being, is supposedly that they are fiscal conservatives. And fiscal conservatism should mean something besides balancing the budget by raising taxes at the highest level of spending that you possibly can do. There really should be some restraint on spending. And it's important that Democrats come out against against this spending, because Republicans really do lack a certain amount of credibility on this issue. Republicans have been big spenders in the past. You know, it's very easy for the Democrats to say, who are you to talk to us about big spending? You know, that argument carries some weight.
Well, given that lack of credibility, are they just whistling in the dark?
Well, they have to start somewhere. If the Republicans are ever going to regain any sort of credibility as fiscal conservatives, they've got to start saying no sometime. Better late than never. And it appears, and it's really early, at, you know, we're only in the first couple of months of the Obama presidency, but it appears that they may be starting to say no. Now, obviously, it's always easier to do that in opposition. When you're in power, the temptation starts. But, you know, I'll take this over nothing.
Cato Institute senior fellow Mike Tanner is author of the book Leviathan on the Right. You can order your copy at cato.org.